This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Museum of Modern Art in New York has added the first downloadable app to its collection. It's called Biophilia from Bjork, which the singer released in 2011 along with an album. Downloadable for $13 even now, which is not bad, perhaps, for museum-quality art. Tracy Samuelson has more on the question, when is an app art?
The app opens to a swirling constellation with a star for each song from the album.
It's a very simple thing. So you launch play.
Paul Galloway manages MoMA's architecture and design collection. This is the museum's first app, but it follows other digital acquisitions in typography and video games, like Tetris. He says this song, Virus, is a metaphor for love.
Like looking in a microscope down at cells, and these little green guys come in.
They're viruses that start to attack these bigger pink cells, which have lips that sing.
Fiddle with it.
Like,
and then Bjork's beautiful voice starts.
A body, a soft tissue.
You can flick the green virus cells away, but then the vocals will stop. Get it? You have to let the love virus in. The whole display is pretty and oddly mesmerizing. Each song has its own unique design and a way for users to interact with it. So beauty and interactivity, these are two elements of Biophilia that make the app art, says Galloway.
We also look for, is this something that's moving the field forward? Is it a masterpiece? Because we aspire to be a museum that's chock full of masterpieces.
Galloway thinks this is Bjork's equivalent of Van Gogh's Starry Night. Heather Corcoran is the executive director of Rhizome, an art and technology organization. She says Biophilia is the latest example that museums have learned to take digital art seriously. But even still, she notes this app is part of MoMA's design department, which tends to have more freedom than the fine arts.
It's not quite as attached to this like really established canon of art history. So a lot of the most adventurous collecting is happening within the design departments.
And Corcoran says these adventurous new additions come with new preservation challenges for museums. Technology becomes obsolete at alarming rates, much faster than a painting would need restoration. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.